BMW.
9:21, we're back. 72 right now, partly to mostly cloudy thing going on. October 3rd, I got a full house here in studio, and I love that. You all know I love that. Carrie, who we normally talk with every Tuesday on the phone from Red River Communications in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be here in person. I love seeing your face.
I love seeing your smiling face, too. And you brought Wayne in.
I did. I brought my colleague Wayne Steiner with me today. Wayne, say hi to the crew.
Hello. Good morning.
Wayne, great to have you in here.
Yeah.
So Wayne's just coming on board. Mm-hmm. Tell us about, give us a little history here, Wayne. How long have you been with Red River?
Well, we brought Wayne on to our staff this early summer, and he has been doing a phenomenal job on our residential sales side. He is a teacher by trade, so he comes by this naturally, and people are just loving the service that he's giving them. And you've seen Wayne. He's been tootling around in our brand new decal vehicle, and he's been helping people select the services that are appropriate for their home. So, Wayne, what are some of the great things that you've been hearing from the residents?
Step up, Wayne.
They can't wait to have our fiber fast service in their homes. And when they get it, I see them out on the street. Hey, I got connected today. So it gives me kind of a sense of pride to be able to show them what the new technology is all about and the speed of that technology.
Well, just a sidebar, our very own Turner Bloff is going to be bragging about you guys because he just got his install yesterday.
Yes, so. He did. Turner is on the Breckenridge side of the river, and he actually texted me after his install yesterday and says, I love fiber, with multiple exclamation points.
So there you go.
Yes. I mean, really, it's not something you can really explain to people until they have experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
The speed is just unmatched, but also what you're going to find, and I think a lot of you people in the Breckenridge Wahpeton area have noticed this summer, is that the reliability that fiber can give is unmatched. You do not have those weather outages, things of the nature of, you know, just power outages and lightning strikes,
right,
and those kind of things just don't affect our technology because we bore all of our cable underground. That fiber optic is just more robust. We can get more bandwidth through the same cable.
It's an easy install. It's so simple.
Yeah, and you get to visit with lovely people like Wayne. We've got our amazing technicians who will give you the white glove treatment from the moment they walk into your home. They will walk you through with your pre-wire appointment. And then, as some people are experiencing right now with their install appointment, they're going to just have their stuff just knock their socks off because you're not going to get that buffering TV anymore.
The big circle of
your
death.
Your YouTube videos that you're binge watching, your TikToks are going to just load so fast, you're just not even going to know what to do with yourself.
How exciting is it for you guys? Because it just seems like this has blown up. Because a few years back, Red River Communication was Red River Communication. Now you guys are seemingly everywhere. And you just seem to be growing by the day. How exciting is that to be a part of that?
You know, we've been really fortunate this year to be the beneficiaries to some grant programs. One being on the North Dakota side, which is the ARPA. And that is what is allowing us to build the rural Wahpeton area. Actually, Wayne's been out talking to a lot of the residents just right south of town here. We are actually expediting that build project, and we're adding some residents this year that we weren't planning to do until next year. So they're getting connected this year. So you've all been connected with Wayne. So I know that you have our information. So please, it's very important to get back to us and select those services you want because you want to get in on this free construction, free installation. It costs you nothing
free
to get the service to your home. So this is the time to be doing it when we are working with these grant programs.
Right.
Same for the people over on the Wilkins side. We just really want to encourage people to reach out to us either on our website, on phone. Wayne is happy to come out and do an in-person visit with them.
Okay.
So Lots of opportunities.
Wayne, big question for you.
All right.
Best part about working for Red River Communications?
Well, I think my fellow employees, that's great to work with each of them, but it's also I get to reacquaint some relationships that mm-hmm. I had from years past.
Right.
So that's nice. And just getting everybody connected.
For that fast fiber.
Yeah.
And again, Turner's going to be bragging about you through his whole show.
I would love it. And, you know, Turner is great because he'll give us our honest opinion. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was one of our very first people to sign up over in Breckenridge, and we appreciate him for that. And we hope he's enjoying his service. I hope all of his binge watching was super great last night.
Folks, great having you in here. Carrie, always great to see you.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, you can reach us at redrivercom.com with two M's, or you can reach us at our phone number, which is 701-553-8309.
Perfect. Wayne, thanks for stopping in, my friend. I'll let you get back to it. I know you are both super busy. It is 927 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Monday's Farm Talk, I visited with Jim Callen, the North Dakota corn growers lobbyist in Washington, D.C.